on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
All eyes will be on the Durban High Court today, where Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is set to appear. The 42-year-old, who's the daughter of former President Jacob Zuma, has been charged in connection with the 2021 July unrest. Now, Newswatch's Nishira Sudhyal joins us live from outside the court. Nishira, what do we know about today's appearance?
Well, Zuma Sambudla will appear for the first time in the High Court today, facing three charges of inciting terrorism and public violence during the unrest. Now, these charges stem from several inflammatory social media posts that were made on X, formerly known as Twitter, which the state believes fueled the civil unrest that left over 300 people dead. Now, today's appearance in the higher court is said to be a fairly short one, with state prosecutors and Zuma Sambudla's attorneys possibly working out pre-trial issues before the matter can go ahead. She's been out on warning since handing herself over to police and appearing in the magistrate's court in January. During her bail application then, she admitted that the posts on her social media account were triggered by the arrest of her father. A large number of MK Party supporters are expected to descend on the court today as the parliamentarian appears, although it's fairly quiet at the moment. Members of the Presidential Protection Unit have just arrived, confirming that former president and president of the MK Party, Jacob Zuma, will be attending his daughter's case today. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And we could receive good news from the Reserve Bank when it announces the repo rate today. That's the view of Chief Economist Davi Ruit.
There certainly is room to cut interest rates, but of course there are many other factors at play as well, like for example the recent movements in the exchange rate of the currency and general economic conditions. But the inflation data was released and the inflation numbers came in much better than expected. I think chances are now that the Reserve Bank is in fact going to cut interest rates. So if I have to make a bet, my bet is for 25 basis points reduction in the repo rate.
Yesterday, StatsSA revealed consumer inflation held steady in February, remaining unchanged from January's 3.2%. Ruit says although a 25 basis points cut wouldn't make much of a difference, it's likely to lead to some relief.
But the reality is that we've seen a number of interest rates cuts now, recently. We are likely to see a significant reduction in the petrol price next month. And if you add all of this together, then certainly the average consumer in South Africa is today in a slightly better position than a couple of months or a year or so ago. It's perhaps not that much, but everything adds up eventually, and this is certainly going to support the average consumer.
In other news, the health department's urging the public to be vigilant after three more mpox cases were reported in Gauteng. The new cases were detected in Ekurhuleni and include a 14-year-old girl. In a statement, the department says the patients are self-isolating and receiving appropriate clinical management. Spokesperson Foster Mohale says they've activated outbreak response teams in Gauteng for contact tracing and case investigation.
None of the patients have recent travel history to countries or regions currently experiencing mpox outbreak. This suggests that there is an ongoing local transmission of the virus around the country. This increases the total number of positive cases from 28 to 31 since the outbreak in May 2024.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 30. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch.
And coming up in your sports, the Hollywood Bets Sharks return to URC action this weekend. The race to become the world's sport's most powerful figure, the IOC president, enters its final straight today with the elections happening in Greece. And Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce says his team, his choice.